Welcome to the Beehive Archive, a two-minute look at some of the most pivotal and peculiar events in Utah's history. When the United States Air Force announced its plans in 1979 to build its new MX intercontinental ballistic missile system in Utah's Great Basin, it could hardly have anticipated the coalition of concerned citizens that rose up in feisty opposition. As part of its Cold War goal of nuclear deterrence, the Air Force's MX missile system resembled a giant game of hide-and-seek. Hundreds of warheads would constantly shuttle between thousands of empty silos, forcing the Soviet Union to waste its full arsenal in destruction of the entire network. MX was designed to absorb the brunt of any Soviet attack, and the chairman of the U.S. Joint Chiefs of Staff was blunt when he told residents of Utah and Nevada, "We're sorry that someone has to be the bullseye, but you're it." Sites were planned in Utah's Beaver and Miller counties, with construction set to begin in 1983. The MX system would consist of thousands of miles of roadway and railroad, require hundreds of support facilities, cost billions, and employ thousands. Nearly all of Utah's elected representatives initially favored MX because of the huge boon to local economies. But Great Basin residents were divided. Town meetings were held where citizens voiced support for patriotic duty and economic benefits, while others dreaded huge population growth, rampant development, increased water demands, and curtailment of grazing and property rights. Utah activists sought to educate the public about the project's ramifications, with grassroots groups such as Utahns United Against MX bringing together organizations that rarely cooperated. Peace and environmental groups found themselves aligned with Native American tribes, downwinders, religious leaders, and conservative farming and ranching communities against a common foe. The debate raged, but public opinion steadily shifted against the project. MX lost presidential support with Ronald Reagan's election in 1980. Then, in a final blow, the LDS Church issued a statement explicitly opposing the project. By the end of 1981, the MX missile system was dead. Sources and past episodes of the Beehive Archive may be found at utahhumanities.org. For the Beehive Archive, a production of the Utah Humanities Council, I'm Megan Van Frank. Visit us online at kcpw.org and click on the Beehive Archive link.